The city of Berkeley passed a non-binding resolution last night calling on former Deputy Assistant Attorney General and current tenured law professor at UC Berkeley, John Yoo, to be prosecuted for war crimes. Last night's action was a scaled-back version of a measure submitted by the Berkeley Peace and Justice Commission, which had originally called upon the university to investigate Professor Yoo for violating the faculty code of conduct for his role in crafting the Bush administration's torture policies. Eric Klein reports.
It was after 10 o'clock Monday night when the Berkeley City Council took up the John Yoo item. Roughly 24 people were given 1 minute each to address the council.
We in the National Lawyers Guild are calling on the City Council to sign the National Lawyers Guild letter calling on the university to investigate John Yoo.
Sharon Adams, Berkeley resident and attorney with the National Lawyers Guild, rushed to tell why she rejected the university's claim that it could not investigate Professor Yoo under the faculty code of conduct until he was convicted of a crime first.
I have the faculty code of conduct right here in my hand, and it says right here that other types of serious misconduct not specifically enumerated herein may nonetheless be the basis for disciplinary action.
And with that, her minute was up. The City Council did not add its name to the letter. The Peace and Justice Commission had recommended that the city call on the university to provide alternatives for law students who did not wish to sit in required courses taught by Professor Yoo. The university has rejected that problem as hypothetical. In the end, the council voted on a substitute motion that did not include this issue. No one from the university spoke at the meeting, except a handful of students against you. None were law students from Bolt Hall.
It wasn't that John Yoo delivered a lecture or stood on a soapbox.
Berkeley councilperson Max Anderson.
He took a material involvement in the deaths and torture of untold numbers of people.
Some in the audience said that Mayor Tom Bates and others on the council watered down the original item, but many felt that the final compromise still sent a very strong message against torture and in favor of bringing war crimes charges against John Yoo and his boss in the Bush administration attorney general's office, Jay Bybee. Bybee is now a Bush-appointed federal judge for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Councilperson Gordon Wozniak did not support the item. He said it was a matter of free speech.
I think it's appropriate for us to ask the Attorney General to investigate whether a crime has been committed. I don't think yet someone should be, assumed because he's, taken viewpoints that we totally disagree with, that he should be prosecuted and is guilty because he has certain viewpoints.
Again, Max Anderson.
I've seen people torture. It's not an academic exercise.
The substitute motion was strengthened somewhat by adding a request to the U.S. Attorney of Northern California to bring war crimes charges against John Yoo. This after a tear-filled speech from Max Anderson, Berkeley councilperson and Vietnam veteran.
To water this thing down, to try to protect some notion of our reputation as a deliberative body that never takes these things on is an abdication of our responsibilities.
The Berkeley City Council passed the item calling on John Yoo and Jay Bybee to be tried for war crimes for their role in crafting the Bush administration's torture policies. The city also called on the university to fire Yoo if convicted and called on Congress to remove Bybee from the bench if he is found guilty of human rights violations. All councilpersons and the mayor voted in favor of the resolution, except for abstentions by Susan Wengraff and Gordon Wozniak. From Berkeley, for KPFA, I'm Eric Klein.